Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Anne Shields, and welcome again to Food for the Journey. We've been speaking this week, but actually in many, many weeks on this program, we've come back to the issue of God's will and my will. And it's so important, first of all, to realize that it is a battle because we're selfish, because we want my will to be what God wants rather than the reverse. That's our sinful condition, and that's how we are. But God can change that. He gave us his prayer, as we spoke about yesterday, the Lord's Prayer. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. You're praying that prayer. Do you mean it? Thy will be done. Do you mean that? I guarantee you it will lead you to happiness, even in this life. But it takes faith to believe that God loves you and knows exactly what you need and exactly what he wants to give you. But we keep trying to handle it ourselves, to find what will make us happy all by ourselves. Why not, do we not turn to our Creator, to our Maker, to our Savior, to our Father? Because that takes faith. We can't gain the understanding through our five senses. It takes faith. That's why I pray every day, Lord, increase my faith. There's so much, brothers and sisters, that awaits us when we're willing to put our will down and say, Lord, I want to enter into a deeper relationship with you. Activate all the gifts of my baptism and my confirmation. Again, I say, read the catechism. Look at what you've been given. But because we have a free will, God waits for our assent as adults. He's given us the gifts. But part and at the base of all those gifts is a willingness, a surrender on our part to say, Lord, I want your will above mine. I choose your will above mine. And that's a battle. It takes time to trust God enough. But again, when you do, so much changes, brothers and sisters. So much changes. You're drawn into a genuine relationship with the Creator of the universe, with your Father, with the Savior, Jesus, by the power of the Holy Spirit forever. Open your heart. Let's take a look now at the reading from the book of the prophet Malachi, chapter 3. Verses 13 to 20. You have defied me in word, says the Lord, yet you ask, what have we spoken against you? You have said, it is vain to serve God, and what do we profit by keeping his commands? See, we're always, well, what do I get out of it? That's the human condition. What do I get out of it? And God says, you have said, it is vain to serve God. And what do we profit by keeping his command and going about in penitential dress in awe of the Lord of hosts? Rather, must we call the proud blessed? For indeed evildoers prosper and even tempt God with impunity. In other words, they test God, they tempt God, they get what they want, and nothing seems to happen to them because you haven't seen the whole picture yet. And so we start envying those people. And we say, oh, God doesn't matter. What matters is what I want. That's all that matters. It's what I want. When it comes down to it, we are very selfish. Very selfish. That's part of the effects of original sin. So what we have to do is lift our heads and say, Lord, lead me into a deeper relationship with you, so that I can take on your values and your priorities. And there's grace that goes with that. Grace means the power to carry it out. The reading goes on to say, rather must we call the proud blessed, for indeed evildoers prosper and even tempt God with impunity. And then they who fear the Lord spoke with one another, and the Lord listened attentively. and a record book was written before him of those who fear the Lord and trust in his name. Now, who do you identify yourself with? And they shall be mine, says the Lord of hosts, my own special possession on the day I take action. And I will have compassion on them as a man has compassion on his son who serves him. Notice that. You're my son or daughter, so I will have compassion on you when you make mistakes. And then you will again see the distinction between the just and the wicked, between the one who serves God and the one who does not serve him. For lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all the evildoers will be stubble, and the day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, says the Lord of hosts. But for you who fear my name, that is, you reverence me, you seek to obey me, follow me, and repent when you fail. That's what it means for you who fear the Lord. There will arise the Son of Justice with its healing rays. I will send my son for you. Really, as you're listening to this program, we can't just make the decision for the Lord and against our own selfishness once and say, well, I did it. I told God. We've got to do it every day because our selfishness, our self-centeredness is so strong, or our burdens are so heavy that we don't have clarity. Choose him. Choose to say, I want to be yours, your son, your daughter. I want to do your work on the face of the earth. Thank you for the gifts you've given me. Lead me that I may serve you with a whole heart. Psalm 1, blessed are they who hope in the Lord. Blessed the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. Do you read the scripture every day? Read it. And it says, I love this. He is like a tree. And the man or the woman who lives as described here, he's like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Why? Because the roots of the tree are planted in the running water. They have a source that doesn't end to be nourished. And if you and I put the Lord first in our lives and say, Lord, I want to follow you as your son or daughter, and we honestly are willing to put our roots down into the living water of Jesus Christ, the living water of God through baptism, the living water of God's gifts by the power of the Holy Spirit, all of that is there for us. And when we root ourselves there, then no matter what storms come, we will not be turned away from God. We will follow him. We will be faithful to him. It's hard. It's so hard for people in so many parts of the world with the effects of the hurricanes. You know, for us, in one level, it's past news, but it isn't for those people who've lost everything. Everything. And what a temptation there is to say, God doesn't care. But if you have your roots firmly planted in the Lord, however difficult it might be, you don't move from that posture of trusting God, you will see God's goodness. You will see God's restoration. You will see God's healing. Brothers and sisters, I urge you, trust in the Lord. Put your trust there. Don't put it in the things that pass away. And the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11, verses 5 to 13. Jesus said to his disciples, suppose one of you has a friend to whom he goes at midnight and says, friend, lend me 3 loaves of bread, for a friend of mine has arrived at my house from a journey, and I have nothing to offer him. I have nothing to offer him. That's hard. Hospitality was so important, and I have nothing to offer him. And he says in reply from within, do not bother me. Door's already been locked. My children and I are already in bed. I cannot get up to give you anything. I tell you, if he does not get up to give him the loaves because of their friendship, He will get up to give him whatever he needs because of his persistence. Jesus is teaching us here, brothers and sisters, that you ask God for something and you don't see an answer, always asking God, what is your will? Take what I think I need, what I'm praying for, what I hope for, let it be conformed to your will, and then please, God, hear my prayer. And we can do that day after day after day, and we still don't see fruit, and we're tempted to give up. We're tempted to give up. And look what Jesus says here in the Gospel of Luke, chapter 11. What he says, that the judge won't come down and open the door out of friendship. He will get up because of his persistence. You just keep begging, and God will hear you. God's letting us know, just keep praying. God knows the perfect time for the answer. We don't. But if we persist, God will hear you. Oftentimes when I'm really praying for something and it takes a long time, sometimes a year, and I still don't see an answer, I say to the Lord, Lord, if I'm praying in the wrong way, show me. If you want to adjust my petition, show me. And sometimes I get a thought, an insight, and I see where I need to adjust it because I'm actually under disguise. I'm actually seeking something I want. But the more I surrender to his will and say, Lord, you do as you please in this situation, but please do answer. Whatever you think is best, do, Lord, but please answer. There is a great blessing of peace that comes when you do that. When you lay down the, it has to be this way, this has to happen, if it doesn't happen, I'll die. You know the dramatic things we can go through. Just saying, Lord, this is what I think I need. This is what I think my family needs or my children need or whatever. I think this is what we need. But I bring it before you, Lord, and I say, you who have eternal wisdom, you know what is best here. I will pray for this, but Lord, be it done. May this answer come in the center of your will. May you do as you will, because it will be better than anything I can come up with. That's the heart of it all. Do I trust God enough? But do pray. He waits for us to pray. Do pray. And I tell you, ask and you will receive. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks receives, and the one who seeks finds, and the one who knocks, the door will be opened. So persistence. And what father among you would hand his son a snake when he asked for a fish? Who would give someone something that's going to hurt you, harm you? Or hand him a scorpion when he asks for an egg? If you then who are wicked, in other words, we're very sinful people. If you then who are wicked know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him? Look at that. If you who are sinful and weak and poor know how to care for your loved ones, how much more? I who see everything will hear your prayer. Trust him. Keep praying. And may God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number, 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.